Good morning, Asbury and guests. We are so glad to have you this morning on this Children's Sabbath Sunday. You may have noticed we are going to celebrate our children in a big way. Laura Stinnett, our children's minister, has done a great job to get ready for this special day, and the rain is going to go away. God told me that while ago, and we have a major reverb, and I don't know what's causing it, but I will try to talk over it. There you go. And so that'll begin at 3 o'clock this afternoon and go to 5. So be sure and invite a friend, a neighbor, a neighbor with children, because this is a free event. And it's a great outreach to our community here in West Little Rock. And so we just really want as many people as possible to participate in this wonderful event of our church. In a couple of Sundays, we're going to be having our Stewardship Covenant Consecration Sunday on October 26th. We're at all three services during the last song. You're invited to come forward and bring not only your covenants, where you've marked the various ministries that you feel led to participate in, but also your faith investment cards. And we'll be doing that during those services. If you're not going to be here on the 26th, the mail or coming by the office works just fine. So we're just so looking forward to that time together. We want to make sure that those of you who are visiting, as well as our members, sign the attendance forms this morning as the pads are passed through the pews, so that we can be sure and acknowledge that you were here today and send you greetings. And now we invite you to turn around and greet one another in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Join me in our call to worship. We gather to worship God, who created each and every child in God's own image.
We gather in the name of Christ, who welcomed and blessed the children.
O God, for all children of our world, we give you thanks.
Let all God's children praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Please join me in the affirmation of faith. You may find it printed in your bulletin. We believe in God, our Savior and loving Father of Jesus. God is the creator of all living things. He is our shepherd and we are his sheep. He looks into our hearts, helping us to be nice to each other. He encourages us to do the right thing so we might live with him. We believe in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, was put in a tomb and buried for us. Therefore, he is our healer and protector, always with and there for us. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who is part of the Trinity, symbolized by a dove. We see the Holy Spirit in surprising ways, like Moses and the burning bush. In everyday ways, like our friends at church and in our community. Amen.
What a blessing our children are. I invite you to turn to your bulletins and let's be in prayer for these persons who are listed in our bulletin. In our prayer concerns, Alan Curtis, Barbara Dover, Jerry Volson, Joyce McDonald in her passing, Henley Woolbright, Julia Gustafson, and Linda Jones. Let us go to our Lord God in prayer. Almighty and Heavenly Father, on this Children's Sabbath, we understand that we are all your children, and we are honored and privileged to call you our Father. And today we gather to celebrate your smallest children, yet with your biggest hearts. We celebrate our children, the way they see the world. May we see the world the way they see the world, full of discovery, compassion, honesty, and true love, wonder and curiosity, looking through eyes without prejudice or competition. We come today in the spirit of children, looking forward to giving one another hugs, sticky kisses, heartfelt thanks, and kindness, like a child immediately extends to those whom they see in need or hurting. And we come today, O God, with the hope of a child, believing in miracles, believing in faith, in those persons and things not yet seen, but nonetheless very, very real. And we come today to share the laughter and the giggles, the quivering lip and the tears, the squeal of delight and surprise, and the shivering fears that remind us that we're all still growing up as we navigate our ways through this big revolving world of ours. And Lord, most of all, as we come before you and realize our sins and our mistakes and are sorry, we come to trust you like a mom and a dad that's going to make it all better. For a parent, you protect us and listen to us and love us most of all. So, Father, we come to you today as your children. We thank you for forgiving us in Jesus Christ, and we look to you to help us to be kinder and gentler to one another, and more trusting. We pray these things in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we are about to take our offering, we remember that in Christ, we are so blessed to give of ourselves in every way. Our time, our talent, our gifts, the ways we serve, and our witness. So as we think about the ways that we witness, we look forward to the way that we can witness to our community this afternoon. We look forward to the many ways that we can witness through our missions, so many of which are listed not only on our website, but again on that covenant that you received that we look forward to dedicating at the end of the month. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, it is always a privilege and a very important part of our worship to give back to you just a portion of all that you give unto us. So, God, we thank you for our many blessings, and we thank you for these gifts now that we receive to you, O God. And we give you all the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we prepare for our hymn of meditation, I do just want to take just a second just to welcome and to thank Jonathan Merritt for being here and playing the piano and the organ for us, and glad to have Jonathan back with us. Would you prepare and would stand with us our next hymn? Am I missing something? No?
Yes.
What?
We have a friend today.
Oh, we have a scripture reading with the hymns first and then the scripture.
I know. Oh. Well, we're singing.
We're singing. Oh, they're going to join us?
We're going to join us, but I need to find a friend first.
You need to find a friend first.
So, Sarah, are you anywhere? Sarah, where are you?
Hi, Miss Laura.
Hi, Sarah. I see all of our friends are forward to come help us sing.
Okay, kids, why don't you come on down and help us sing?
Okay, but you know what? Our congregation needs to help sing also.
Wow.
And they also need to help with the motions, too. Do you think they can do that?
I think so.
Okay, well, let's try that. All right, kids, come forward. Here we go. Congregation, if you will stand, we are going to first sing Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man.
Scripture can be found on page 770 in your Pew Bible. People were bringing little children to Jesus. They wanted him to touch them, but the disciples told the people to stop. When Jesus saw this, he was angry. He said to his disciples, "Let the little children come to me. Don't keep them away. God's kingdom belongs to people like them. What I'm about to tell you is true. Anyone who will receive God's kingdom like a little child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and put his hands on them and bless them. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Amen. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how blessed do you think we are this morning? I would say it's probably a 25, right? We are so blessed with such talented children. It is not easy to get in front of people and speak. And so I'm going to give all of the admiration to all these little ones who have come and helped us out in our worship this morning. Thank you so much. With that, let us bow our heads for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I remember when I was a kid growing up, and I would have so many different friends, and my backyard got transformed into so many different scenarios. One day I was a ninja. The next day I was a pirate. The day after that it was superheroes versus villains. And of course, by the end of the week, it always wound up being Power Rangers. I also remember standing on the top of my bed with some type of sheet behind me and jumping in the middle of the air. And then I knew if I could just get it just right, I could fly. I knew I could fly. It's funny when you look back and you think of the elaborate imaginations we had as children. And mine was pretty elaborate, but I had a pretty simple idea for God. I thought of God as the grandfatherly type, this old man with a long beard, and for some reason he always sat in a chair. I never understood that, but he always sat in a chair. But we know little boys and little girls, they grow up into young men and women. They enter into adulthood. Sometimes children have to grow up quicker than others. That's when different life circumstances come their way that are beyond their control, and they have no choice but to grow up quickly, to mature and become more responsible, and they don't have as much time to be kids as others. But we grow up. We enter adulthood, and we encounter the weight of the world. Responsibilities begin to build up. We are focused on our education or our jobs, focused on our family. Maybe even our parents are starting to have failing health. We worry about our financial security in the future, and there's so much weight that can be placed upon us as adults that childlike quality fades away quicker and quicker. That childlike quality that told us when we were kids that anything is possible, that if you trust and believe, anything is possible, even to fly. One of my favorite movies stars the late great actor Robin Williams, and it's the movie Hook. And it's the version where Robin, who plays Peter Pan, is grown up. He left Neverland years ago. He has a job. He has all these responsibilities. He has two kids. He has a great family. But we have this stereotypical father who has too much focus on his responsibilities, and he isn't able to make it to the important functions of his children. And one night, Captain James Hook kidnaps his kids and takes them back to Neverland, and Peter has to go after them. But when he gets to Neverland, he's not the Peter Pan he was when he left. He's in his 40s. He doesn't even know he was Peter Pan. He's no match for Captain Hook. And so, with the help of the Lost Boys, with the help of Tinkerbell, he's able to reclaim what he used to be. He's able to unlock his imagination. He's able to believe in the impossible again. And everyone knows, if you've seen Peter Pan, in order to fly, you have to have a happy thought and some fairy dust, right? Peter Pan had lost his happy thought, but he found it again amongst those old friends of his. He found it again. The happy thought was his children. And it was this thought that gave him the ability to believe in the impossible. And he flies. And you see this great image of all the Lost Boys and Tinkerbell shouting, "You can fly, Peter!" This man who had so many responsibilities, so much stress and pain, he was able to find his childlike thing that had faded away. Belief in the impossible. In our scripture this morning, we hear about all these children that are being welcomed by Jesus and being blessed. But here again, the disciples say, "No, no, 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 don't do that, Jesus." But here again, Jesus strongly corrects them. "No, actually, you have it wrong. You see, not only are these children welcome, but you adult men, must be like children. You must become children." Now, think about that in the context of these biblical times. Children in this day are not to be seen, not to be heard, low rung of society. And so the disciples could almost take this as an insult when Jesus says, "You have to become like children, adult men." You see, what Jesus wanted the disciples to focus on was what childlike qualities we have growing up. That belief in the impossible. And the impossible thing Jesus wants us to believe is the resurrection. The resurrection. My sister Shelley, if you walk into her house, there was one word that dominates: believe. It's scattered throughout the house in different sizes and different fonts. It hangs on the doorway when you enter the house. It's in the hallway. It's in the bathrooms, the bedrooms, the kitchen, the living room, the hall closet, I'm sure, too. Believe dominates. And those words aren't there for reminder. It's an attitude. She wants believe to be throughout her house to convey enthusiasm and excitement for what you believe. And if you believe it with enough passion and energy, it can happen. No matter what. My brothers and sisters, do we believe in the resurrection? I mean, do we truly believe that Jesus rose from the dead, literally and physically? Because that is an impossible thing. But because of the power of God, the impossible becomes possible. Amen? Because, my friends, if we believe that the resurrection is true, then we have no other option but to believe that God calls us to be God's hands and feet in this world. It's a scary thought. It means we have a lot of things to be in charge of, to help convey love and compassion and forgiveness and service to everyone in this world. I told you about an image of God I had as a child, and that has changed over the many years I've grown up. And it's really become more abstract. What I believe God is capable of is that God can be whatever God needs to be to whatever that person needs in that moment. If a person needs a fatherly God, God will be there. If a person needs a motherly God, God will be there. If a person needs a strong fortress to keep pain, trouble, and harm away from them, God will be their fortress. The possibilities are limitless. My brothers and sisters, if you don't believe in the resurrection, my simple plea to you is to go and ask a child what is possible. And then attempt with your love, your faith, and commitment to God to believe it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us be standing and let us sing with great joy one of the most beloved hymns, songs in our faith. Jesus loves little children. No doubt God does. So let's sing about that. If there are those that would like to unite in this church in any way, we receive membership by recommitting or dedicating your life for the first time, or if you'd just like a time to come up and pray with how you can start believing with passion and energy again, come forward.
Thank you.
our wonderful children be so involved in our worship this morning. But let me tell you, our children are more involved than that. They do service work all the time. So let us go out from this place with the faith of a child, believing the impossible, and that God makes all things work for God's love and vision for the kingdom of God to come upon the earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.